You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional engineer, professional futurist, and sometimes occasional sessional instructor of future studies at Simon Fraser University. And this is a weekly show that looks at future trends and issues and important items that affect your daily life and will be affecting your life into the future. Welcome to the show. We're continuing our look at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pontefract. Chapter 8, Communitas, a Community of Purpose. Quote, "To forget one's purpose is the commonest form of stupidity," unquote. Friedrich Nietzsche. Quote, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference," unquote. Robert Frost. Mana Ionescu is the head and founder of Lightspan Digital, a digital marketing company based in Chicago that specializes in social media, email, and content marketing. Before moving to the United States, Mana was raised in Romania and later lived in Bulgaria. On pace for a $150,000 a year job and in line for the director role at the U.S.-based company she was working for, Mana took a deep breath one day and asked herself, "What am I really doing?" Life, her career, and the company she was working for had become too transactional. The creativity was minimal. The inspiration was nominal. The evidence of a job and career mindset was everywhere. Mana knew she was, but her personal sense of purpose was going unfulfilled in her role. Though the organization that employed her, she mused to herself, quote, "There must be more to my working life than just sitting here making money, fixating on profit, and not actually making an impact," unquote. Mana was frustrated. The company she was working for was devoid of any meaningful outward purpose. Her own role clutched like a job, or worse, a career laddering exercise. The alignment between personal, organizational, and role purpose was missing. So what to do? She set out to fix things. In her eyes, too many businesses only see themselves through the lens of profit, whereas in reality, she believes there are always two other points of impact. When we discuss what was the true purpose of an organization, Mana admitted to me, "Far too many are solely win organizations, preoccupied with profits and revenues." She believes organizations should strive to become win-win-win. Firstly, Mana indicated to me that one should never lose sight of the planet,
the community, or society. Further, she felt there were groups directly related to the business that it ought to keep for a while. The three wins Mana wanted to align included: 1. The necessity to make a profit and deliver real value to customers. 2. The individuals that make business successful, team members, suppliers, and buyers. 3. Society, including the environment, the members of the external community. To curb her state of discontent, Mana decided to start her own business. When she created Lifespan Digital, as expected, the value proposition of the firm was not solely on profit. It was balanced between her win-win stakeholders theory. The purpose statement for Lifespan Digital, developed in partnership with her team, portrays these beliefs: to deliver clear, simple, and direct digital marketing solutions. We believe in social media marketing done with purpose, not just for the heck of it. Purpose is twofold for Mana and Lifespan Digital. First, there must be purpose in the work that affects their clients, suppliers, and their business. Second, there must be purpose in the actions the Lifespan Digital team members take to serve their customers, partners, community, and society. The core values at Lifespan Digital solidify this point. The points are: love our clients, drive marketing with purpose, be brave, adventurous, creative, and accepting, learn all the time, teach at every occasion, build strong relationships with communication, do more with less, be determined and compassionate, think, do, keep moving forward, be kind, humble, and honest. If you establish a lighthouse, Mana said to me, you're creating a social contract with your employees, suppliers, and customers, and it will help you sail the big waves. The lighthouse she was referring to was a purpose-filled mission corresponding to core values and a strong sense of community, Mana continued. We've had situations where we had to go through our mission and core values to see if a client or employee was matching up. Purpose is so important to Mana and the Lifespan Digital team that they have parted ways with clients and team members because the lighthouse was shining a light on troubled waters. It takes a lot of guts when you need the money, she added, but leaders and organizations need to set and stick to their values if they want to stay true to being purpose-driven. Being purposeful takes courage, determination, and a high degree of gumption. Difficult decisions are often required to continually enact purpose. Whether on an individual or organizational basis, team members must determine whether purpose is valued at the same level or above profit, power, performance, management, and prestige. This is akin to Mana's lighthouse metaphor. When the community acts as one and is able to shine a light against issues that run counter to purpose, team members and the organization benefit. Of course, society can benefit as well. On the other hand, purpose is not a moment in time. The lighthouse must be continuously scanning for impediments, infractions to purpose. The establishment of community, or as I say, communitas, occurs through a perpetual state of transition, of luminosity, and it ought to be done as a team as well. When an organization and its team members are indeed on the same page, when the sweet spot is being demonstrated by all parties, a collective sense of community can be felt. The state, when team members and the organization are on the same page, jointly using the lighthouse and building its community to serve personal, organizational, and role purpose, is aided by the concept of communitas. It is this concept of transitioning to communitas and the corresponding sweet spot that will be explored throughout the remainder of this chapter through various stories and examples, including companies off the multinational beaten track, such as Market Basket, Weigel, Vertius, List N, and Earls. Togetherness in transition. The term liminality comes from Arnold van Gennep, the Belgian anthropologist who first outlined the common patterns in cultures and how they mark transitions from one human state to another. For example, from adolescence to adulthood. In his 1909 book, The Rites of Passage, van Gennep described three stages of separation from one world and entry into another, with the liminal or threshold stage being the key to such a transition. Another anthropologist, Victor Turner, explained later on the liminality was a moment when those being moved in accordance with a cultural script were liberated from normative demands, when they were indeed bewitched and between successive lodgments in dual political systems. In this gap between ordered worlds, almost anything may happen. It was Turner, a professor at the University of Chicago, who took the research and findings of van Gennep much deeper to bring us a term he coined as communitas. Turner spent time testing his anthropological theories with the Ndembu tribe in Zambia, where he discovered that the liminal stage was a separation from normal social roles to contemplate, reinterpret, and embrace alternatives to the current status quo. This is important to denote as we introduce the concept of communitas within the purpose effect. At its core, Turner argued that liminality represented the opportunity for a group to strip down existing structural status and customs to create new ones through both intellect and spirit. He developed the notion of anthropological communitas as a way to define what happens to groups of people when they enter the stage of liminality. He believed a sense of solidarity emerges at the liminality stage when people shift from one state to another. That is when, backed by feelings of equality, spirit, joy, belonging, and overall well-being, these feelings, ideally shared by all, lead to a better future state as an outcome. These feelings actually helped to shift the status quo. They dissolve any prior rigid obligations of the old world in favor of the new and authentic manner of behavior in the new world. Turner found these feelings to be social and cooperative. In its simplest form, communitas is both the feeling and spirit of togetherness. It is a term used to distinguish community, the point at which members feel as though they are on an equal level with one another, achieving its purpose in unison. Communitas is the ultimate definition of a purpose-driven solidarity between the organization and team members. As it relates to the purpose effect, I liken communitas to achieving the sweet spot for both team members and for the organization. Communitas instills humility and humanity, inculcating a high degree of compassion and understanding among its members. In essence, communitas is a shared journey of putting society first. Communitas is the sweet spot. Ilangovan informed us of his belief that those individuals wishing to achieve a purpose mindset can be seen living life and earning a livelihood equally and in harmony. He continued this thread during one of our interviews. The notion of a fit is not new. We have all heard of person-job fit, for example. But think of what happens when there is person-organization fit for most, if not all, employees of the organization. This is where the employees of an organization are able to understand the purpose of the organization, realize the convergence of their own values and purpose in life, and enact a fluency of functioning that offers mutual benefits. Ilango was honing in on the need of establishing true community in the organization. Ilango insisted that there was no inherent tensions between what the team members aspire to and what the organization's mission is. He said, "What good for the company is good for the employee and vice versa. When competition is intense and the environment dynamics are volatile, this is an extremely unsettled position to be in. In such a context," he said, "the leaders of the organization can rest assured that employees will doggedly pursue the best interests of the organization when they would just be doing it for themselves anyway. So, an organization that can instill a sense of purpose through its mission, reinforce its values and culture, and live it via its strategy would be like a beacon to employees. They need to see it first, and those who find it resonates with them will be drawn to it and flourish as true corporate citizens. This is my point with communitas, with community. When team members are committed, driven, and feel as though they are an integral part to the success of the organization, in the words of Mana, everyone is able to win, win, win. The liminal stage, transitioning from what was to what should be through a continuously scanning lighthouse, is the act of creating a community so that all team members not only demonstrate purpose in life and in their role, but they also doggedly pursue the best interests of the organization. This state of being can become a dynamic and influential community that indeed emboldened with purpose, for a purpose.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you're listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenary. We're now going to take a short break and listen to a very important public service announcement.
Every year, countless people succumb to the temptation to purchase exotic animals like hedgehogs, lizards, monkeys, even tigers and bears to keep as pets. But life in captivity is often a death sentence for these animals, who may suffer from malnutrition, an improper environment, and the stress of confinement. For more information on this issue, visit the BCSPCA website at www.spca.bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenary, professional futurist.
Welcome back. We are looking at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pontefract. We're in the chapter, Communitas, A Community of Purpose. Next section, A Market Basket Full of Purpose. Market Basket is a supermarket chain of over 70 stores throughout Massachusetts and New Hampshire that employs over 25,000 people. In 2013, when its CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas decided to offer customers an additional 4% discount, suggesting customers could probably use the money more than the company's shareholders. A coup d'etat was put in motion. Led by factions of the board, which included direct relatives of Demoulas, he was removed from his senior role. Even after volumes of sales increased and the company already low turnover dropped further still, Demoulas was sent to the sidelines, wondering what had gone wrong. The sweet spot for him and the organization had been eviscerated. Market Basket team members receive better pay than most working for the competition. Customers enjoy lower prices than its rivals. They enjoy a focus on community and the environment, which is a fixture with its operating culture, and all of this is accompanied by paying shareholders smaller dividends than other supermarket chains. Indeed, Market Basket aims to serve all stakeholders, an element of the good deeds, as we discussed earlier in this presentation. The community spirit that Demoulas had created with Market Basket team members, customers, and suppliers was about to be put to the ultimate test. Would Ilango's theory that team members willingly pursue the best interests of the organization ring true? Were team members using Mana's lighthouse metaphor, scanning the horizon for potential issues and threats, trying to ensure the state of communitas, the sweet spot, would be the top of mind at all times? Shortly after Demoulas was ousted, team members indeed demonstrated their purpose mettle. They walked out. Over a six-week period, the Market Basket team members stuck up for their leader and for the sweet spot that they had previously enjoyed in their roles by refusing to work. Customers started boycotting the company stores as well. Consequently, those members of the Demoulas family and board who favored higher profit margins versus price drops were forced to negotiate with the purpose-based Demoulas. Both parties eventually came to a negotiated settlement. Demoulas bought the company back for $1.6 billion. He assumed operations and leadership of the chain again in the summer of 2014. Once news reached the team members, they immediately went back to work and customers again started shopping at Market Basket, ending their six-week-long boycott. When they returned to work, Demoulas spoke to employees from the back of a pickup truck during a rally at their company headquarters. "Words cannot express how much I appreciate each and every one of you," he said. "You are simply the best. As I stand here, there's very little that I could ever add to your brilliant work, your extraordinary display of loyalty, and the power of your enduring spirit over the past several weeks. Market Basket provides us with a valuable lesson. As Ilango indicated, most team members do want to be part of something special at their work. They do want to contribute to the greater good of society as well. They want to pursue the best interests of the organization, but they expect the firm to do the same for them in return. They do want to feel part of a team, of a community, and they want to be in that sweet spot. Michael Pape, co-founder and CEO of Waggler, an online feedback and engagement platform, told me in an interview that feeling heard as part of a greater team is a great part of purpose for team members. If you're in an organization that you are aligned to and inspired by its purpose as an individual, he said, you want to feel as though you are contributing every day to the organization, your role, and to your personal purpose. You have great ideas and insight, so the question of how you play that back with the organization in mind to make a difference. Michael's observation is similar to the manner in which team members at Market Basket acted when Dimoulas was ousted as its most senior leader. Perhaps their notion of doing good in society was what defined Dimoulas. When he was forced out as a united community of market basket individuals, the team members immediately took action. Michael works with hundreds of organizations through his company, assisting various leaders with culture, engagement, and leadership improvements. He often has seen a fixation on profit and a lack of community overthrow common sense. Like with the example of Market Basket, any entrepreneur has to make a choice, Michael added. What is the goal of the organization? Profit or purpose or both? Organizations are inherently made to die. There are many ways to reframe an organization, but leaders ought to be building something that is more enduring, generating a lot more value for their community, humanity, employees, and social causes for the long term. The sense of community and of purpose that Market Basket had created between team members, its customers, and to each other led to the team member revolt, the customer boycott, and then the eventual return of Dimoulas to the company. This demonstration of the sweet spot cemented the company as both an employer of choice and as an organization set to increase its already loyal customers. On the basis of its purpose, profitability was set to surge. Michael concluded our interview by saying, quote, creating a more authentic and inclusive way for employees to have a voice and to express themselves through wisdom and knowledge and alignment with the organization's more altruistic purpose is where the magic starts to happen. Indeed, there was some magic happening to Market Basket. Mike Desjardins, CEO of Virtus, a leadership development firm working with clients throughout North America, sees things the same way as Michael DeWagelo. Profit and purpose are not in conflict, Mike confirmed. The closer and tighter we focus on purpose, the more profit grows, and the more we focus on profit, the less we make. Michael believes an organization and its team members are differentiated by its purpose. It's not easily repeated, he said, because if a competitor is unable to match an organization's purpose, they're never going to win. When I asked Mike specifically about the organization that he runs, he said, the better we get at demonstrating our purpose in front of Virtus is how we end up making more profit in the end. It's not about pricing for us per se. How we do a better job is being explicit with our purpose is what makes us successful. Further, if a client does not care about purpose, then we don't want to be involved with them. We'll be continuing looking at this book in future shows, so please stay tuned.
You have been listening to Future Talk on CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And Future Talk is a weekly show on important issues that affect you and your future. And this is Dr. Teneri, professional futurist, reminding you that if you're not willing to make the effort to invent your own future, then others will be only too happy to invent it for you. See you next week.
Listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Hello and welcome.